If you listen to this podcast and or these audio broadcasts and you read the blog, you know one of my common refrains is that you have to have your camera with you as often as you can if you want to take good photos. You can't really get any good pictures if you don't have your camera with you. And this is kind of it's another example of that. And at first, I didn't have my camera with me. This is taken when my coworker and I were walking to lunch one day, and we saw this man carving a tree stump with his chainsaw. And I thought, man, that'd be really cool. I had my phone. I didn't have my DSLR because I didn't think I needed it when we were going out to get tacos. But I did have my DSLR with me. I brought it to work that day. And so when we got back to the office, I grabbed the DSLR and I ran back. It only took like 2 minutes, but I ran back and took a few pictures of this guy carving this statue into this tree trunk. And it was so cool to sit and watch. We don't I don't see this very often. I think I've seen the results of chainsaw carving several times, but I don't think I've ever seen a chainsaw artist actually carving something. And so because of that, I didn't really know what I was looking for, what I was trying to do when I took the picture. I took several different pictures from different angles, and I just sort of walked around in a circle, in a semicircle around. You can see there's a fence there, and I didn't really want to get inside up in his personal workspace or anything. But I wanted to kind of get a sense to the viewer of what was happening and also show something happening. And I realized when I got back and later on looked at the images, there were only a couple that really seemed to work. Now, most of the pictures, you could see the guy, and he clearly had a chainsaw, and there was this carving out of wood of this boy, and it wasn't dynamic. It didn't have like a punch to it. And then I saw this one, and I think there's only one or two like this. And what makes this one work, in my mind anyway, is that you can see really fast movement of the chainsaw, and you can see wood chips flying out. And that was the key that finally it clicked for me. And I didn't even realize this at the time when I was taking the pictures, but that's what I was looking for, was not just a guy and a chainsaw and a tree stump, but something that showed movement and motion and context, because it was so fascinating to sit and watch this tree sort of melt away underneath this man's chainsaw and turn slowly into the sculpture that you see. And if you scroll down to the blog post, you can see the actual sculpture. And I wanted to capture a sense of that in the picture, where there was more than just a static image of a guy carving with a chainsaw. And so all the other usual considerations, like what aperture do I shoot at? What angle do I use? Like, do I shoot from high angle, low angle? How close do I get? I had to get kind of close because I couldn't zoom, but that's actually when shooting with a 50 millimeter on a crop sensor came in handy, because I had that little extra reach to begin with compared to a full frame camera. Later on that day, I actually ran into this guy. His name is Clayton Koss, and I saw him. He had gone to take a short break. I think he was refilling his chainsaws with gas. And I met him as he was walking back, and we had a nice little conversation. I've linked to a video of his on the blog, because it's such a fascinating type of art. You don't get a second chance with this. If you mess up when you're cutting the fingers of the boy or the nose of the dog, you can't just glue something back on there. And so the amount of artistry and talent required and practice over many years required to do something like this is just phenomenal. And you can also see, if you scroll down, a picture of what the end product was. And it's a really cool picture. It's a really cool carving of this boy and this dog. But taking this photo, and just the act of taking this photo, made me think of things in a new light that I hadn't really considered before in terms of conveying a sense of motion. So anyway, thought it was kind of cool, and that's why it's here on the blog.